Hi, this is Jesse Liberty from Microsoft. Today we're going to be talking about MVVM, and we're specifically going to look at using the MVVM Lite toolkit, which you can download from CodePlex at mvvmlite.codeplex.com. On that page, you'll find a number of useful links, including a link to the Getting Started page back at Laurence, who is the creator of MVVM Lite, back at home page, where you will find additional resources and information about installation and getting started with MVVM Lite, as well as additional articles and tutorials, including the tutorial that this is based on from my mini-series. Let's start up Visual Studio. We'll create a new project. Make sure that we're using the MVVM Lite template, which was installed when you installed MVVM Lite. And let's give this project a name, because this is going to be part one of a multi-part series. Let's name this MVVM Lite Navigation Behaviors and Messages. Save that. Because you use the MVVM Lite 7.1 template, it will automatically create a Mango application for you, as well as create a view model and a models folder and wire up a view model for main page. Let's look at mainviewmodel.cs, and there you will see that there are three properties: application title, page name, and welcome. These three properties are pre-configured as part of the template. We can take a look at how they're linked up by looking at main page XAML and looking at the XAML itself, and you'll see that those three properties are being used for binding in the main page. So we're binding to the application title, to the page name, and to welcome. The next part of linking this all together is up on line 17, where we see the data context being set using the static resource locator and binding to main. If we go into app.xaml, we see the resource created locator. Key name is locator. It is a data source, and it is of type view model locator. We can go to the view model locator, which is defined in viewmodellocator.cs, and we see that it begins with a call to create main to the constructor for main and has a static property and has cleanup as well. Let's add a second page by adding a new folder, and we'll call that folder views. We'll put the second page in view, so let's right click on the views folder, choose add and a new item, and we're going to choose a view, a WP view for Windows Phone view. We'll name the new view page 2. MVVM Lite creates a new page 2.xaml, and notice that it's identical to the main page. And the reason for that is right now, when it is initially created, its data context is being set to main. Let's fix that by creating a view model for page 2. We'll go to the view model folder and add a new item. This time we'll choose MVVM view model for Windows Phone. Let's name the new view model page 2 VM. Below the constructor, we're going to add a few properties, public properties. The first will be application title. So let's go ahead and put in a meaningful value for the application title. We'll create getters, but we don't need setters on these. These are really just placeholders to make sure that our locator is working, our view model locator is working. Let's go ahead and put in page name as the second of our public properties. And here we'll return the name page 2. And since we know that the page has a welcome message, let's go ahead and give it something to bind to. So we'll have a public property welcome. And the getter on welcome will simply say welcome to page 2. Save that. Go over to page2.xaml and change the binding from main to page2vm. That is, we want to bind to the appropriate view model. And now we have to do a little bit of work to have the view model locator know how to locate that view model. This is made considerably easier through the use of snippets. So we'll scroll down below the constructor and we'll use the MVVM snippet that creates everything we need in the locator. That's MVVM locator property. We just replace by tabbing. We replace the view model type with the actual view model type. In this case, that's going to be page2vm. And then we tab over to the property name and we'll create the same thing with an underbar in front of it, page2vm. And we also want to replace it in the comment section. That's all three of the replacements we need to do. If we go back to page 2 and we look, we will not yet see that it's displaying the properties. Let's try building this project and see what's wrong. We have a couple small errors to fix. First of all, you're likely to run into this error where cleanup is called more than once, and that's because cleanup was created for the main page. So what we want to do is go find the cleanup code for our new page and combine them into one cleanup method. Let's drop the cleanup code from our second page into the main page. That takes care of that problem. And then I simply forgot to put return before welcome to page 2. So let's go ahead and put that in. That should now build cleanly. And we should be able to go over to page 2 and see that the binding is now working. For Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty. Thank you very much. We will pick up this material and carry it forward in part 2 of this mini-series. Thank you very much.